This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. Saturday's protests against police brutality and racism were overwhelmingly peaceful around Denver. A brass band led much of the afternoon protests, singing and leading chants throughout Denver, and bouquets of flowers adorned War Memorial Park in honor of George Floyd. For Sean Bosley, it was his fifth day of demonstrating since police protests began.
We're out here today just to stand for justice, to stand for change. We're out here up against not only systematic oppression, but the fact that black folks still can be killed in the street, on media, live, on TV, without any justice to be served.
More demonstrations are expected throughout the state today. Lawmakers at the state capitol are working today as a controversial vaccine bill is up for a hearing. The legislation would require parents to watch a video or get a doctor's signature before they could enroll an unvaccinated child in school. Parents who oppose vaccinations are expected to turn out in large numbers. Republican lawmakers did their best to filibuster ahead of the hearing, which they argue should not have been scheduled on a Sunday on short notice. And Saturday saw dramatic weather across Colorado. High winds knocked down trees and took out power lines along the Front Range. And on the plains, the storm kicked up massive dust clouds. And on the western slope, a long line of storms raced through the region at more than 100 miles an hour. And more strong winds are in today's forecast, and fire danger is very high for much of Colorado. This is CPR News.